just incredible. You know, each Olympic Games has meant something different. You know, Beijing Olympics was just, I didn't really understand the pressure or the magnitude of it. It was fun. London 2012 was just extreme pressure. It was like a pressure cooker. It was all eyes on me. And then this one, it's a bit of a mixture, a bit of the both, you know. All eyes on me, but I've got the team there. It's a good bond. We're in a fantastic place. We're going into it, you know, with a fun aspect as well. So, yeah, each one's been a little bit different. I'm just, yeah, very excited.
Some people thought after 2012 that you might want to do something else. You went and did Strictly, of course, and other things. Came back for the Commonwealth. So always determined to come to Rio?
It was never a clear goal for me, but it was always a target. You know, after 2012, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And, you know, after having a little bit of time off and, you know, like you said, doing things like Strictly and having time to just kind of switch off from gymnastics, it helped me get my life back together, helped me sort my head out, get myself into a position where, you know, really what I wanted to do with most of my life. And I thought to myself, you know, my time in gymnastics isn't done yet. You know, so I got back into it and, you know, a couple of years later with a lot of hard work and graft, you know, I've just been announced to go to the Olympic Games.
So the obvious question is this your last Olympics?
I wouldn't say it's my last Olympics. I'd like to go to the next one. But I think it needs to be clear on the rules on how you can qualify, because at the minute, you know, they're talking about switching up the rules on how you qualify and how many people can qualify and things. So I can't rule it off yet, but then I can't make a clear decision until I know the rules. But yeah, I'd like to do another Olympic Games after this.
Talk to me about the team. Won a silver, of course, in the Worlds last year, bronze in the Olympics 4 years ago. You're a stronger team from then?
We are incredibly strong. You know, this is definitely, I guess, you know, for the selectors' point of view, it's probably been the hardest team to pick. You know, we've got some amazing people that haven't been, you know, named in the Olympic team, you know, like Daniel Purvis and Sam Oldham and Courtney Tullock, who are amazing gymnasts. And I think it just goes to show the strength of the squad and the team moving forward. You know, it's definitely the right team, and I think that you know, there'll be good things to come in Rio if we all do our job.